In the news this week, the CI warned that plans to define extremism run the risk of endangering free speech and religious liberty across the UK. Lawyers urge Irish voters to back stay-at-home mums ahead of the referendum on the Constitution. And almost 2,500 medics speak out against plans to allow the intentional killing of patients in Scotland. Hello. The UK government wants to expand the definition of extremism to include those deemed to undermine British values. It is expected to lead to more groups and individuals being banned from accessing public funding and public venues. Senior Whitehall sources called the proposals legally fraught, warning that they will provoke tensions with groups that campaign against gender ideology, same-sex marriage, and abortion. Christian MP Miriam Cates said previous attempts to enforce British values in schools have led to a woke crusade, where what many consider to be extremist views on sex, gender and race have taken precedence over biological and historical fact. Speaking to Premier Christian Radio, the Institute's Kieran Kelly urged the government not to repeat past mistakes by drafting overly broad measures, but to focus on tackling genuine extremist behaviour.
If there is groups, perhaps like the Christian Institute, but other groups as well, or individuals whose views on things like abortion or biological sex and what have you are deemed to be inappropriate, hateful, intolerant, then those views get excluded from public discourse. They get excluded from having an influence on government. And so you sort of expand the echo chamber that exists of people just with one kind of view. And we've seen this happen before. And that's just a really important point. We saw it with Ofsted using kind of British values, this terminology to target Jewish schools who, and say, if you don't teach same-sex marriage, you'd be closed down. Looking at Christian schools where people being questioned about children were being questioned about whether they were trapped in the wrong body. So vague wording, broad drafting leads to unintended consequences. That's what we need to be mindful of.
Lawyers have urged Irish voters not to remove the Constitution's only recognition of mothers just days before Mother's Day. Lawyers for No, launched by Senator Michael McDowell, outlined the impact of voting to remove the state's commitment to stay-at-home mothers and equate durable relationships with marriage. Speaking at the group's launch, barrister Maria Steen debunked claims that the current protections disadvantage women.
This is a blatant mistruth that the government and various other NGOs have been peddling during this campaign. No woman has ever been prevented from working outside of the home because of this article, if that's what she wished. But there is a cohort of women who would like to spend time at home raising children. And the particular Article 41.2 references mothers rather than women generally. So this is for the protection of children and in the interests of children and in the interests of the bonding between mother and children. If women wish to stay at home, I think it's not unreasonable that the state should support them.
Lisha de Bruin agreed, highlighting the landmark recognitions that would be lost.
It's acknowledging the profoundly important work, the value of mothering and what that gives society.
Pro-life students at the University of Manchester have been threatened and assaulted during one of their first meetings as a society. Manchester Pro-Life Society was forced to move three times before it could complete its presentation, but faced down hundreds of activists shouting chants such as "stay in there and die." A university spokesperson admitted, "While we respect the right of students to peaceful protest, there were instances of serious disruption and intimidation at this event." Speaking to GB News, committee member Inga recounted the verbal abuse she suffered at the event.
University should be a place where you can discuss and debate opinions without the fear of being marginalised or oppressed. What happened last night was completely opposite to that. We were met with a lot of abuse and oppression just for wanting to discuss our own opinions together, and people were getting physical. They were shouting abuse at us. One man even got into my face with his hands and told me to get raped.
And finally, nearly 2,500 medical professionals have spoken out against MSP Liam MacArthur's assisted dying bill. The Our Duty of Care group say they oppose MacArthur's plans to allow the intentional killing of patients by assisted suicide in Scotland. Professor Robin Taylor, a consultant working for NHS Lanarkshire, drew attention to the abiding significance of the 2,400-year-old Hippocratic Oath. It obliges me neither to kill my patients nor even discuss killing them. There are good reasons for boundaries. And Scottish A&E consultant Dr. Calvin Lightbody warned that not everyone opting for assisted dying slips away quietly, and highlighted the fact that the proposed bill makes no provision for doctors who want to opt out. Both called for better provision of palliative care. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.